And there's none like him nowhere in all of the earth. Oh, praise God. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. And all will see. All will see how great is our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We give God all the glory and honor today. Amen. God bless everyone that's in the house of the Lord. Amen. Bless these precious sisters and these young people that come to be in our midst on today. I believe representing the sorority. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We just give God all the praise. He is worthy to be praised. And I just give him glory and honor. Amen. That song just wipes me out. Y'all may have just give me a minute to collect myself. I remember when I was working with the LA Unified School District, and there was a gentleman who when I was retiring, him and his family decided that they said, well, we know some people that want to come to your church. And so I gave him a card. Come to find out, the next Sunday, they came there for years before they moved to Arizona. And I say that because someone had stuck a sticky note on his back one time. The angry man. See, but we were in service one day at the old church, and the Spirit of God was very high in the house of the Lord. And that song was being played by C.C. Winans. And I looked over at him, and he was just weeping. God changed that man's life. That day, he became an asset and a pillar in the house of the Lord. And I just give God glory today. Amen. That's the God we serve. You know, my thought today is, look what the Lord has done. Amen. I didn't come to stand up here today to just with a topic and a text and say, look what the Lord has done, but to remind the saints of what the Lord has done. Amen. To give him glory, honor, and praise, for he's worthy to be praised. We're here today by the grace of God, by the mercy of God. Is there any recipients today of God's mercy in the house? Thank you, Lord. Somebody said, look where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Been a great change in me. Thank you, Lord. Somebody else said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he has done for me. See, something down on the inside cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Any saved folks in the house today? Thank you, Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord, for allowing us to come together one more time in your presence. We humble ourselves before you, worship and adore you, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Dear God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know the Lord. It's a glorious thing. You know, and we're going to look at some passages today that's going to really bring that out. But when we think about the thought of look what the Lord has done. Even in creation, Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showed forth his handiwork. I looked around and found out that the average depth of the oceans is 2 miles deep. The Mariana Trench is around 6 miles deep. The sun is 93 million miles away, and we've been breaking out in a sweat lately. Look what the Lord has done. They tell me that the Grand Canyon is a mile deep. Look what the Lord has done. I remember the one and only time I went to the Grand Canyon to have my little baby, Angie. She was a little girl. She's 43 now. She's about a year old, and I'm the daddy. I'm strong. Take my baby, hold her tight, and go to the edge of the Grand Canyon and let her look over. She said, In short, she said, now you might be the daddy, but you need to back up. Because look what the Lord has done. They found seashells in the Grand Canyon, up on the mountains. Look what the Lord has done. You know, I want to remind us today to think about what the Lord has done. We've seen, anybody ever seen miracles? Maybe not in your life, but you saw something and say, that was God. That last plane that crashed in India, 240-something people perished. And one man, look what the Lord has done. They thought he was somebody on the ground. They rushed him to the hospital. He laying up in the bed looking at the news. He said, I was on that plane. Wow. Didn't matter what his belief system was or is. It nothing, but God had a purpose for that man's life. Look what the Lord has done. Look at the miracle of life. Amen. We are here by the grace of God. Created in God's image and God's likeness, right, from a little bouncing baby to who we are right now. Amen. The miracle of life. I remember when we was expecting our first child. I don't know about y'all brothers, but I was overwhelmed. This was way over my pay grade. To see my wife beginning to show more and more. Then to see this baby come forth. Even, I'm going to get to the word here real quick, but since I'm reminiscing for a minute, we remarried in 1980. Sandy was pregnant. We had a stillborn child in the 8th month, August the 24th, 1980. August 24th, 1981, till the day Angie was born. Look what the Lord has done. Thank you, God. There, I heard a testimony of a man, a preacher, is preaching now, and he was attempted to be aborted, and he survived the abortion and now preaching the word of God. Look what the Lord has done. Eternal life. Oh, my God. Look what the Lord has done. Look what he's done in our lives. And see, that brings me to the book of 1 Peter. You know, most of us have an idea about this man Peter. Most folks in here, show me your hands if you got a little idea of who Peter in the Bible was. How many know he was what? A fisherman. How many know that God uses just plain old ordinary people? You don't have to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth for God to call you to ministry. You remember Amos over there in chapter 7, I believe, verse 6. He was preaching the word of judgment upon the people, and the folks didn't like what they were hearing, and they began to ridicule the prophet and deny what he was saying. And he rose up within himself and said, you know what? I wasn't a prophet, neither the son of a prophet. He said, I was a herdsman and a picker of sycamore fruit. But the word of the Lord came to me. Look what the Lord has done. I believe that's some folks sitting up here today with a word, amen, from the Lord. In your lowest moments, God has showed up in your life. When you didn't think you were going to make it, you're still standing. Look what the Lord has done. Praise God. I want to take you to 1 Peter. Thank you, Lord. That same fisherman, one of the first disciples. Part of Jesus' inner circle, Peter, James, and John. They were there at the Mount of Transfiguration with him. Jesus said, come on, follow me, Peter, and I'm going to make you fishers of men. It takes faith to drop off what all you know. You've been fishing for a living your whole life. That's all you know is fishing. But the master said, follow me. Anybody give up your old ways for Jesus? Thank God we did. Thank God we did. I know what the Lord did. Some of the saints have heard me say this before. I remember a time in my life, certain parts of town, I walked with a limp. That's what I'm saying. What? And wasn't nothing wrong with my leg, but it was something wrong with my head. But look what the Lord has done. I heard somebody say he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Oh, yeah. So here this disciple Peter now, trusting Jesus. When this thing started getting tight, and Jesus even asked the disciples, because he told the people, he said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. And hundreds of people just left with their head down. Jesus looked at the 12 and said, you gonna leave me too? Peter said, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen. Have anybody in the house been there lately? Amen. Where else can I go but to the Lord? When the storms of life are raging, when the weight is shown upon my brow, there's a sweet relief in knowing that the Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. Somebody have experienced that before. Amen. I'm talking about when the crowd get thin. And the lights get dim. Nobody but you and your God. And I've learned I can tell God anything. And he won't tell nobody. Look what the Lord has done. It's coming close to Jesus going to the cross. You know, so many things was happening, but Peter said, I'll never deny you. Oh, Jesus. Me and you, you know. But when trials came, see, you remember what the devil told God about Job, say, if you move the hedge from around it, I'll make him curse you to your face. Skin for skin will a man give in exchange for his life. See, talk is cheap, but money by land. If y'all follow what I'm saying, I'm just from a place called Oak Mug, Oklahoma, all right? So things were looking real bleak. Jesus, I'll never leave you, me and you, all the way. They arrest Jesus. Ask Peter, do you know him? He said, who? Jesus had already told this man, before the cock crow twice, you'll deny me three times. And so I believe Peter meant what he had said, but he didn't have what it took to fulfill what he said. Ask him again, little girl asked him, you got to be, well, you sound like that. I told y'all I don't know the man. By this time, Jesus is being dragged away, and Peter denies him the third time. And Jesus looks at him. Can you imagine how Peter felt? I know personally what it feels like when your brokenness, your sin, your shame hit you upside the head for the first time. Because it's the Lord, right? Look what the Lord has done. When you get to the point where you can look in the mirror even though it hurts, but God is saying, look at it. I want to show you something. So as he denied him, Jesus looked at him. He went away sorrowful. Been time where Peter said, I'm just going to go back fishing. But God, when God called us for something, he'll do what he said he's going to do. When Jesus was crucified, buried, rose on the third day, the precious women was at the tomb. They saw Jesus. Didn't know who he was. He said, Mary, they like, oh. He said, go and tell my disciples and Peter that I've risen. There's a time when I can hear the Lord saying, go tell my disciples and Kermit. I'm concerned about him. I've risen in his heart. Over in 1 Peter. So now the man has been delivered. He's told when you're converted, go strengthen your brothers. We're called to strengthen one another. Brother Mike was reading the scripture this morning, iron sharpens iron, as a brother sharpens a brother. It's something about when you come to know Christ You're talking about creation saying, look what the Lord has done. But when you can look at your life, you can say, look what the Lord has done. When you can look back and see where he brought you from, you can say, look what the Lord has done. I heard somebody say, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm a long way from where I used to be. And my eyes is fixed on glory. So listen to this. I'm going to skip verse 1 and 2, but verse 3. Mind you, we're talking about this man, Peter. We talked about his life, but now he's been transformed, delivered, set free, filled with the Holy Ghost, and on fire for Jesus. It don't get no better than that. But listen, he was not writing what I'm going to read to himself. He was writing it to the church. By extension, us here today. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we just bless the Lord today? Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Who according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope. We don't have a dead hope. We have a hope that's out of this world. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See, that's how we say, right? You got to believe, first of all, that God is. And that he's a reward of them who diligently seek him. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, guess what? You shall be saved. Look what the Lord has done. He says in verse 4, through the resurrection of the dead to an inheritance. Hallelujah. Incorruptible. See, I've done a lot of funerals, and I've seen a lot of families where folks go crazy when somebody die. I know y'all ain't never experienced nothing like that, I'm just saying. But I've seen some things. But see, some folks looking for the inheritance. What tangible can I get out of this? I got war stories to tell you about that. I won't go there. But here it says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Y'all help me for a minute. Say this after me. Reserved in heaven for me. Look what the Lord has done. How many know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord? Oh, glory. How many know that the death rate is one per person? Just as sure as we live and we're going to die. So I want to encourage somebody today, don't start dying because a loved one died. Live for Jesus. Give him glory while the blood is written, running warm in your veins. Thank you, God. And listen, he goes on to say, we got an inheritance reserved in heaven. Oh, my God. Listen to this, verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days, in the last time. Okay, I know we try to keep ourselves, and we do the best we can. But when we know that we're kept by the Lord, hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me in the palm of your hand. Rock me, Jesus, rock me. Rock me to sleep in the midnight hour. Man, look what the Lord has done. Listen, so, okay, if 1 Peter wasn't enough, the first chapter, I believe the Holy Ghost was downloading to this man for you and I today. 2 Peter chapter 1, here it is again, verse 3 and 4. Now, it was 1 Peter 1, 3, 4, 3 through 5. Now, the Spirit of God is still kicking. And since we understand and seeing what God has done, it's as his divine power. His divine power. His glorious power. His loving power. Y'all fasten your seat. Oh, man. This brother forgot to put the seatbelts in. Well, Play like you got a seatbelt and hold on to it. He say, as his divine power has given to us all things. Y'all help me now. Say all things.
All things.
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Yes, yes. Oh, Sister Shirley, everything we need he has given us. Yes. For life and godliness, to live holy and righteous before him. Yes. Without reproach. Wow, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us, listen, saints, exceedingly great and precious promises. Is anybody here today standing on the promises of God? I believe that somebody in the house that God has given you a promise. Stand on his promise. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Don't try to take a vote or get a poll to see what everybody else thinks. If God has promised you, mother, you can take it to the bank.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He had given to us exceedingly and great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. My daddy left me an inheritance. Y'all, listen, if I break out running, I'll be right back. Don't y'all go nowhere and say, he'll be right back. He just got to run it off for a minute. Listen to this. That you may be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, wow. Double, that's the strap that come across here. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You mean we escaped that, sister? You mean to tell me you can cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Look what the Lord has done. I heard Jesus say, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I believe Psalm 107:2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Anybody been redeemed today?
Amen.
Look what the Lord has done. Look, we got communion today. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures. I'm going to be done. If the Lord has done. Amen. My soul need a blessing from on high. Have anybody ever just been in need of a blessing?
Yes.
Have anybody ever kind of felt a blessing coming on?
Yes.
And God is saying, rock steady, baby. Stand your ground, see. Stay right there. Help is on the way. Ephesians 1, verse 3 and 4. Everything looked like it's in chapter 1 today. See, sometimes you got to hit the ground running. It's a blessed, here it is again, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, Mama Jessie, with every spiritual blessing. Okay, did I miss anything? did he say with every spiritual blessing? With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. Be strong in the Lord. See, blessed are those who are in the Lord. Amen. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him. Oh my God. Airbag getting ready to go off now. Forget the seatbelt. We need some more protection in here. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. You mean to tell me before he said, let there be light, he saw me, he saw you, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, sins are forgiven, on your way to heaven, before the foundation of the world? Look what the Lord has done. I just want to remind the saints today, think on what the Lord has done. And what he's done once, he'll do it again. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I can't do it on my own. I can't do it by myself. But I can do it in him. Yes. I'm saying, have your way, Lord. Yes. Have your way in my soul, God. Yes. Where I'm weak, God, give me strength. Yes. Where I'm crooked, God, straighten me up. Yes. Where I'm hurting, God, apply the balm of Gilead. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. If he did it once, he'll do it again. Yes. Mm. Thank you, Lord. The same Peter. See, when you start living for God, people notice. Some of them may not say nothing, but they'll be looking like, I know who you used to be. And don't let something come up. They waiting on you to say something wrong. Okay, maybe it's just me. Because I'm like the minister of the hood where I grew up over on Van Ness and Vernon. And whenever there's a funeral or a wedding, they call me. Some of them are still stuck in a time warp from 50 years ago. Same drink, same words, same everything. And it's sad. But yet I go and preach the word. Love them. Share with them. So I say all that to say, so Peter, as God is dealing with him, how many know we grow in the Lord? Yes. Anybody further now than you were a year ago, a month ago, some of us 24 hours ago. See, there's been some growth, and people notice it. Now, we don't live for people. We don't try to live in a way to impress people that I love God. But by virtue of loving God and living for him and the Spirit of God in me, it's going to make a change. I heard somebody say something on the outside, on the inside, working on the outside, that's made a great change in me. Praise God. So in Acts chapter 4, I believe it is, let me whip this out real quick, verse 13. Peter and John, they just left the temple. Man was crippled at the pool. People getting in the pool before him, and the angels stirred the water, folks would get healed. God is using these men to work miracles on his behalf. The whole town, city is seeing in Jerusalem something is happening around here. We seeing stuff we never seen before. And here's Peter and John, they preaching the word. Wasn't that a fisherman? Wasn't that a junkie? Wasn't that a prostitute? Wasn't that the angry man or woman? Listen, this is what they said when they saw what God was doing through these men. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, I never got so bold in my life till I got saved. I've been an introvert all my life. I ain't had nothing to say. But when the Lord came in, it seemed like I can't shut up now. So y'all, it said when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, get this, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained. See, Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel, one of the greatest theologians of the day. Others, they said they were from the Sanhedrin, but these men were fishermen. They may not have graduated high school. They may not have went through junior. They may not, they didn't have no education. But they had something that the world don't have. They had Jesus down on the inside. They had the power of the Lord resting upon them. The anointing of God in their life. And it says, and so the people perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. They're like, what in the world? What in the world is going on here? The lame is walking. People blind seeing. It says, listen to what the people said. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. My, look what the Lord has done. They realized that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Oh, God, put your name there. Put your name there. Put Dan and Val there. Somebody realized that they've been with Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Something that changed. Well, back there in the back, Andrew and Samantha, somebody perceived they've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And so with all that being said, 1 Peter 1:8. And this applies to all of us in here today. We serve the invisible God. Voice. 1 Peter 1:8. Listen what it says. Whom having not seen, you love. Is that true? Yes. If that's true, give the Lord a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You haven't seen him, but you love him.
Yes.
Do you feel him every now? You like the proverbial boy flying the kite. Had him a big old 1,000-foot reel of string. Flight, the kite get 20 feet, 50 feet, 100 feet. After a while, it's so high, he just looking. And the old man says, boy, what you doing? I'm flying my kite. Man, I don't see no kite. Yeah, I'm flying my kite. How you know you're flying your kite? He said, every now and then I feel it. Every now and then I feel the Spirit of God moving in my life. Every now and then I experience the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Every now and then he give me a word. Every now and then he lift my hung down head. Every now and then he works a miracle in my life. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. I ain't got time to say everything Peter said, but he said, right now you're going through some trials. But trouble don't last always. Trouble come and trouble go. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Look what the Lord has done. He's opened up the door. He's made the way. He's laid the foundation. All we have to do is walk with him. Yes. Amen. I heard the song say, he walked with me.
Yes.
And he talked with me. And he tell me that I am his own. Yes. And the joy that I experience in Christ Jesus, nothing can compare. It's communion day. I better shut her down because God's word is just good. I want to remind the saints. I want to encourage the saints. Amen. Remember what the Lord has. Look at what the Lord has done. And you may be in a place where you haven't seen all that God has done in your life yet, even though he has done great things for you. But if you don't see it, look around you. I would imagine if I had the time, I could ask mother over here, mother here, I'm just going to sit down next to you and just let you tell me what the Lord has done in your life.
Come on.
See, I got all day long, mother. Tell me. Thank you, God. When I was sick, he healed my body. When I didn't think it was going to get well. When my mother looked at me and shook her head. And I said, mother, if you ever cry again, it won't be because of me. Didn't have what it took to fulfill it, but God heard me. And over a year later, the Lord had saved me. Whew. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, God bless you. We praise God today. Before we take communion today, and again, I'm so grateful for you all to come to hang out with us today. Now, It's one caveat to it, though. You got to come back again one day. Amen. You're going to have to come by and tell what the Lord has done in your life. Because don't get me started, because I see some things. Be still and know he's God. What he told you, he going to do it. God's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he'll do it. His word would never return void. Thank you, God. So if there's anybody in the house of the Lord today and you don't know Jesus, you've been kind of doing the moonwalk when it comes to taking the plunge, because you don't know what it's going to look like if you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Don't worry about that. Surrender to Jesus. He'll work it out. Amen. There's men, there's women, young and old, who God wants to use for his glory. Amen. So if that's you today, you want to give your life to Jesus, today is your day. Whether it be here in the house of the Lord or on your way home, or at the supermarket, make up your mind to get it right with Jesus. People make it so much harder than it have to be. Well, when I get a new suit, people don't even wear suits no more, hardly. You know. Well, when I get through drinking, no. When I stop smoking, when I stop running, Jesus said, come unto me. All you who are laboring and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your soul. And if there's somebody today, amen, you're welcome to raise your hand. I just want to pray for you. Somebody, you've been skipping a long time, but God is calling you today to make a confession for him, to surrender all to him, and then you'll find yourself saying, look what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God. So we thank the Lord. We're going to have communion. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask that those officials would come. Praise the Lord, Brother Elder Tyrone.